This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thanks for tuning in today. The latest round of Wisconsin recall elections, including the big one, the gubernatorial race, took place 3 weeks ago today. They're all history now, aside from the recall recount playing out in Racine County for the state Senate seat, apparently won by Democrat John Lehman. Now that some time and the instant analyses have passed, what might the lingering impacts of the recall be, both in the immediate future of politics here and for the recall movement as a whole? Joshua Spivak says the results might actually represent cause for optimism for President Obama's reelection campaign. Spivak is a senior fellow at the Hugh Carey Institute for Government Reform at Wagner College, and he joins us by phone. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So why do you think the results of this month's recall elections might actually be a source of relief for national Democrats?
Well, I think that in the national level, it will not have that much of an effect. The only real effect is in Wisconsin. It's already, you know, been surpassed on the national level by other news, and but on Thursday it'll be completely out of the news once healthcare comes down. But I think its real effect would be in Wisconsin alone. And despite the big talk and the high turnout, it was high turnout for a 2010 election compared to 2010. It was not high turnout compared to the general election of 2008, the presidential election years. So I don't think that they will see, you know, any difference. I think that for the most part, I mean, there might be some blowback, but I think the voters, Romney got as many voters as he'll see, pretty much. I mean, there'll be a little more, but that's what Romney will see, what Walker got. You know, he's spent all that money, and that's what you're getting. So there will be more voters coming out, and a lot of them might be for Obama. I think there could be some negative repercussions for Tammy Baldwin, but we'll end up seeing what happens in November.
But I gather the number that's out there comparing the turnout in this past election to 2008, there's still some 500,000 more people that might vote in a general election.
Exactly. There will be almost certainly 500,000 or so more people that will vote. There were more people that voted in 2004 also. So we're going to see that turnout, and a lot of those will probably be Obama supporters.
What about the fundraising aspect? Would you expect that the numbers we saw in Wisconsin are the new normal for statewide elections like this, or is this likely a high water mark?
I think this is unusual, and I think it will be the only one in the country. It'll be the second most expensive election in the country, and God knows what it actually is. We haven't found that information out yet, and that we won't until the reporting period, but it's a lot. But I think that's unusual. Even in California, you don't see those numbers generally, except for self-funded candidates. People saw this as generally conservatives saw this as a very big moment, and they figured, let's stop it here. This is our barrier, and the money did make a difference. And the union spent a lot, and they thought this was their moment. It obviously wasn't, and they spent a lot. So the combination made a very expensive race, but I would be surprised if we see anything like that in 2014.
You've also written that a successful recall might have somehow hurt Democrats, or at least hurt Barack Obama. Is that right?
Yes. I think there could have been some blowback to Obama that then the Republicans are angry, which is may seem a surprise, but voter anger counts a lot in these things. So we might have seen that, and there might have been an impact there that the Democrats are sore losers, and it's almost that feeling of, hey, they're cheating. And perhaps on the conservative level, not that there's, again, I don't see that much of an impact on the national level, but that feeling could fester among people who are contributing and feel even more of a need to get Obama out now. Whether that would have made any difference, who knows?
But it's interesting that there was a lot made in this state about the fact that that the president and for that matter, Mitt Romney, neither of them campaigned in Wisconsin leading up to the recall. Mitt Romney has been in Wisconsin since the recall took place. And it almost seems counterintuitive that if I read what you're saying right, the president may well have played his cards right.
Yes, I think he did not want to be tied to this. And I think Romney did not want to be tied to this. They both saw this as Wisconsin-specific event, and if they lost, if whoever's side lost, they would get the blame. So they wanted to avoid the blame, and they knew that they would get whatever credit they'll get anyway. So why take that blame? Why take the hit?
No point, to use a sports analogy, no point in a Division I player getting involved in intramurals.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
As someone who studies the subject of recalls, how did this election, if at all, impact what conventional wisdom about recall elections as a whole might be?
The general discussion seems very off, and I feel incredibly wrong in a lot of cases. So the big thing, the big stat that's currently being cited is this exit poll that showed 60% of voters feel it should be limited to malfeasance, and 10% feel it should not occur at all. So that's 70% of voters who feel that there shouldn't be a recall. Yet 47% of the voters cast the ballot against Scott Walker. So there's a lot of something's amiss.
Cognitive dissonance.
It's either cognitive dissonance, or in another way, it's really just voters are saying one thing, but when you get a chance to get to the ballot, you see that and you're voting against you want to vote against your guy. So 95% of voters who voted for Walker feel that it should only be limited to these certain circumstances or not at all. But what would have happened if it was a Barrett candidacy, if they had reversed it? You could bet almost all of those 95%, not all, but you know, a huge percentage would have voted against Barrett. That's just how it works. Some people feel that recalls are easy to win. Some feel they're hard. I wasn't surprised by the result, especially because of all the money, but generally recalls are successful, so there was that factor. I think the big problem is that it's such a – when you have a governor, a gubernatorial recall, and recalls of this magnitude, the past has to be used sparingly to look at it.
You've also written that many of the arguments from people now in favor of doing away with recalls as we know them in Wisconsin, or essentially rewriting the recall requirements to make it more difficult to recall someone, you say they're misreading history. What is the history that you're referring to, and how is it being misapplied?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different discussion about why the state adopted the recall, why that it should just be for malfeasance, and I don't see that. You know, you look at the history, you'll see that was not true, that a lot of people wanted it to be used for policy reasons, that a lot of people thought it should be used, that they would at the same time increase the length of a term so that you would have somebody in office longer, but then have the recall allowed to knock the person out in the middle of the term. So it sort of was, okay, we'll give you this, we'll take this.
Well, Joshua Spivak, thank you so much for shedding some more perspective onto this.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Joshua Spivak is a senior fellow at the Hugh Carey Institute for Government Reform at Wagner College and author of the Recall Elections blog. He joined us by phone from California.